Did you know that neither Israel nor today's believer can honestly say, I didn't know what God expects of me? God warned through Moses and Isaiah centuries before Christ, and he still calls us to walk in holiness and a love relationship that makes others jealous for Jesus. If you've ever wondered what God really requires of you, this message will challenge your excuses and stir your heart. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. And we are in the book of Romans, chapter 10. In fact, we're doing a series called Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. And it's chapters 9, 10, and 11. If you're enjoying that series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that huddle in that Washington Defender app. So yesterday we handled, but I say, surely they have not heard, have they? Indeed, they have. And so Paul is addressing Israel in these portions of scriptures to say, are they ignorant? And we're going to find out. The question we can apply to ourselves today, though, is, can I say I didn't know? You know, we need to learn from Israel, our older brother. So let's dive into God's word today. And in Romans chapter 10, verse 19, it says, but I say, surely Israel did not know, did they? Moses says, I will make you jealous by that which is not a nation. By a nation without understanding will I anger you. So Moses's song, I guess it was, Deuteronomy 32:21, came thousands of years before this, before Jesus. And Paul is basically saying, listen, Moses said, because you are going to turn away from your evil or two evil ways and do things that are abomination to me, I'm going to make a nation without understanding, and that nation's going to make you jealous. He's saying the Jews will be jealous of the Gentiles. Now, does that mean that God has rejected Israel? No, he still has a nation. He still has a bride, which is his church. He has only one way to heaven, that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I think that's interesting. I would encourage you to go back and read Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 21. You could read the whole song if you want. But also in verse 11, chapter 11, verse 11, it says, I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? May it never be, but by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make them jealous. So we have that verse to clarify there. And then verse 14, if somehow I might move to jealousy my fellow countrymen and save some of them. See, as Gentiles, we're making the Jews jealous because God has pursued us with a relationship like never before. He has a bride. He has a nation. And this is where we want to pray that God would show his gospel message, or that God has shown his gospel message, that they would respond to that gospel message in a way that honors and glorifies God. In verse 20, it says, and Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me, and I became manifest to those who did not ask for me. Now, Isaiah is chapter 65, verse 1. If we were to go back and look at that, Isaiah 65:1. It is a interesting portion of scripture because he is reinforcing the idea that they are not ignorant. They're in willful ignorance. God told them ahead of time. Isaiah was also hundreds of years before the Messiah. And so I permitted myself to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I permitted myself to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am to a nation which did not call on my name. He's speaking of us, the Gentiles. I have spread out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in the way which is not good, following their own thoughts. This is what's so interesting, is because Paul is saying God hasn't given up on Israel, and that the people would be an obstinate people, a rebellious people. Yet in today's public square, many of people are saying, well, why would God choose that nation? They're rebellious. And not to be rude, but you're ignorant. You're ignorant of the scriptures. The Bible actually says they will be rebellious. But because he wants you to understand the gospel, in the midst of their rebellion, God still draws them. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. It wasn't when we got perfect that we became the bride of Christ. It was in our imperfection that God showed his grace and mercy. And that's the same grace and mercy he's going to show to Israel. But as for Israel, he says, all the day long, I have stretched out my hand to a disobedient and obstinate people. And that also comes from Isaiah 65:2. I have spread out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in the way which is not good, following their own thoughts, a people who continually provoke me to my face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on bricks, who sit among graves and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh and the broth of unclean meat in their pots. So Paul is laying out very clearly for you and for me that Israel is not going to have an excuse. He lays out those two questions. He says, one, but I say, surely they have not heard, have they? The answer is indeed, they have heard. But surely they do not know. The answer is indeed, they do know. God told them through Moses and through Isaiah. And so he's using the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. So what's the application for us? Can we say we did not know that God requires us to walk in holiness and to walk in righteousness before God? No, you can't. Just like Israel, the nation can't declare ignorance. As born again believers, we also cannot declare ignorance. We need to walk in such a way that it makes the Jews jealous, because we have such a love relationship with the Creator, with God Almighty, with Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again that we may have eternal life. So I hope that encourages you today. As you go into the public square today, live in such a way that makes others jealous for wanting that relationship that you have with God. Not in a Pharisee way, but in a humble but joyful and very confident way that God loves you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We pray as you go before us today and surround us today, that we will walk in holiness and righteousness today, that we will have this be a day that we bring honor and glory to your name. Go before us in all things. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.